Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex, as far as the starting lineup, did you just leave it to Chief to know that he was going to make the right decision, or did you guys have to say anything to him?
He better have picked. I mean, he asked me before the game. I was like, you really have one job is to start us, so don't mess it up. So glad he got that one right. Except played us against McDavid, so
yeah,
it wasn't ideal.
Front left, Jim.
For any or all of you guys, what was it like playing this game here in your hockey hometown?
It's a good question, JT. It's great. It was a tough outcome, obviously, but it's a lot of fun being in front of our home fans and seeing that elite talent and players from all different teams just hopping on the ice and being able to connect with each other. And it's not the result we wanted, but it was fun to be out there and fun to hear the Talaman making some noise up there. I think the boys had fun, and it was overall a fun weekend. And now it's about time to get back to business.
Anybody else? It was great. I think, it was a lot of fun just seeing the crowd and how excited they were. Again, would have been nice to win for them and give them some more to cheer about. But, the reception from everyone was outstanding. It was electric. It was really cool to be a part of.
Right side, second row, Nick.
Just specifically, could you take me through the intros and just being introduced by Layla and what that moment was like for you guys, having her do it, coming out in front of the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, she was really good, too. She had good voice and pretty loud, and she had fun doing it, so it certainly was special for all four of us. I think for me and Benner, first time to be at this game, it was a special weekend, and she did a really good job.
Front row, front left.
David, your goal tonight, and it seemed like your coach was really thrilled for you. Can you describe it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was nice to score for sure because the game was here, and we were down, I think, 3-4-0 early, so I think we increased the intensity a little bit sooner than maybe we expected, but that's what we saw from the other game too, watching in the room, just how it started and how it finished. It's like a different game, so it was good to score.
Right side, third row.
For any and all, just what has this last year been like, going from where you guys were in January to winning the Cup and now hosting this weekend?
Yeah, we've been asked that question a lot. But
you got it.
Yeah.
He's over it.
It's a pretty good story. I mean, you look at what the team did. They, we renovate our rink. We build a practice rink. We have a tough start. All of a sudden, we go to the finals and we win. I mean, it's just been one heck of a story for the city. I mean, put a lot of time and effort. A lot of people have really been working at this for a long time to put this organization where it is right now. So this seems to really be a point that we can really be proud of. I mean, we've hosted some big stuff, Winter Classic, World Series, all that stuff, and the city always does a good job. So you got to be proud of, not just the city, but people in this organization that have really taken a lot of time and effort to make sure this thing runs smoothly.
Left side, second row.
Question for Ryan. It's been your third time at the All-Star game. Did you see an evolution on that 3-on-3 format since the five last years?
I think it's, they do a good job compared to what it used to. Kind of 3-on-3, you can't really hide out there. You got to at least somewhat try or you get embarrassed. So it's, I think they do a good job. It's my third one. And this has probably been the most fun just being in the home area and home city. But I think they do a good job, the 3-on-3. And I think it's fun for people.
Front left, Jim.
For any of you guys, how did Chief take the loss?
We didn't see him after the game, so he must be pretty pissed off. We'll find out tomorrow.
Right side, second row. Seemed like the fans were rooting for you so hard they even cheered for Patrick Kane. Just kind of wonder what that moment was like for
those
you guys.
Those were boos.
Yeah.
Cheers.
They got confused, I think, for a second.
It would have been fun, right? Benner said it would have been fun to have won. But, again, I think for me, just being in front of the crowd with these guys, it's pretty cool, right? It's pretty special, again, after everything. And pretty fun to put on a show for our home crowd. I mean, like, we got good fans. I mean, put on a show this weekend. Everybody saw that.
We'll do a few more back left.
Yeah, and Jordan, you know, last night with the save streak, you know, with the fans cheering you on, and even tonight, you know, with every single save you made, fans were just going absolutely nuts. What's that atmosphere and what's that moment like to have the fans behind you just cheering you on every single time?
Yeah, it goes a long way. They support us. I think they understand the game, and they know it's not always going to be perfect, and they respect if you put in the work, and we play hard together and continue to build. It's a lot of fun playing here and just being around the city and, you know, being in public. Everyone's pretty good, and I think everyone here enjoys it, and the atmosphere is, it goes a long way in the regular season and playoffs and for home ice advantage. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun playing here.
Back right.
Jordan, before the game, I saw you talking with Jenna Fisher. Can you just take me through that conversation and how cool that was for you?
Yeah, that was really cool. That was my first time meeting her. You know, she's so talented and so funny. And I saw a video she made last year in the playoffs. So I was talking to her a little bit about that and just getting to know her. And, you know, she's a talented person. And it's great to meet successful people like that anytime you can.
Ryan, your last question.
Ryan, you're on the road tomorrow. How about the stretch drive, and how do you see this team moving forward here?
Yeah, and I think you know, our goal is to be playing our best hockey going into playoffs. You know, there's still a lot of work left, and yeah, we just have to keep taking it one game at a time. You know, coming out of the break, you know, it's going to be very important just to, you know, two back-to-backs coming up. It's going to be important to just take each by stride, little details, those little things, and build our game from there. But yeah, I think it's, yeah, the goal is to play our best hockey going into playoffs.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, guys. Way to nail it. You guys are so good. You guys are the best. Way to nail it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.